This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapa. The BJP today announced the names of all 60 candidates for ensuing assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh. The party's Central Election Committee approved the list of candidates in a meeting held under the chairmanship of BJP President JP Nadda on Monday. As per the approved list, Chief Minister Pema Khandu will be contesting from Mukto Seat, State BJP President Bioram Wage from Pakikesang and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main from Chaukham constituency. Notably, three sitting ministers in the Khandu ministry failed to find their names in the list. They are Home Minister Bamang Felix from Nyapin constituency, who is being replaced by Taini Kyo. Agriculture Minister Tagetaki from Zero Hapuli, who is being replaced by first-timer Hage Apa, and Industries Minister Tumke Bagra from Alo West seat, who is being substituted by Topinath. Most importantly, all three recently inducted BJP members from Congress, Ninong Iring from Pasighat West, Lombo Taing from Mebo, and Wanglin Lowangdong from Borduria Bogapani, managed to get the BJP tickets this time around. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur launched PB Shabd, Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast Dissemination, a news sharing service from Prasar Bharati in New Delhi. He also launched revamped websites of Akashvani News and DD News and updated news on the AIR mobile app. Speaking on the occasion, Thakur said that the Shabd service is being offered free of cost for the first year as an introductory offer, and will provide news stories in all major Indian languages across 50 categories. Indian Army organized a free medical camp at Hayuliang, Anjao district on 12th and 13th March to provide comprehensive medical checkups and distribute essential medicines to the local populace. A blood donation camp was also organized, in which the local youth participated with great zeal. The initiative garnered enthusiastic participation from individuals across all age groups, wherein over 700 villagers, including men, women, children and senior citizens, benefited from the medical camp. The program was in continuation with the Indian Army's efforts to enhance mutual trust, harmony and peaceful association with the local populace, ensure a healthy environment, and also raise awareness on the medical requirements of underprivileged inhabitants of remote villages of Hayuliang. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a proposal for the expansion of the National Cadet Corps NCC with the addition of 3 lakh cadet vacancies. This expansion is expected to cater to the increasing demand for NCC from educational institutions throughout the country. The expansion plan encompasses the establishment of 4 new group headquarters and the addition of 2 new NCC units. The ministry said that the initiative will expand the base of motivated, disciplined and patriotic youth of the Amrit Pidhi, who will contribute towards achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. From just 20,000 cadets in 1948, the NCC will now have a sanctioned strength of 20 lakh cadets in its role, making it the largest uniformed youth organization of the world. The workshop on Japanese language and culture training for caregivers was conducted by West Siang District Administration at A&M School Alo in collaboration with the Itanagar-based consultancy firm Murasaki Center for Excellence. The workshop was conducted with the intended purpose of providing job opportunities to aspiring or eligible nursing students and A&M students in light of the unemployment situation, especially amongst the youth in the district. We hope the workshop was beneficial for the students and attendees, said West Siang DC Mamuhage while attending the program. It was attended by students of A&M School, ex-nursing students and students from NIFTU. The Apatani Women's Self-Help Group model is quite innovative and industrious, whose example can be emulated by other women SHGs in the state. This was stated by Lower Subansiri DC Vivek HP after inaugurating the Pudu Apu Model Cluster Level Federation and Ngunu Sango Van Dhan Vikas Kendra Center, VDVKC, at Yolyo in Hong Village on Monday. The VDVKC is a small-scale food processing unit funded by the Trifed with 15 lakh rupees as initial startup capital. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.